Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Leaders Playlist. Today, Anita Burke and myself, Renee Craven, are discussing the book Empowered Agile Transformation by Alexandra Stokes. We hope you enjoy. Hi, Anita. How are you?
Hi, Renee. Good, thank you.
Today, we are discussing the book Empowered Agile Transformation, Beyond the Framework by Alexandra Stokes, an Australian lady.
Yes.
This book's a bit of a bigger book. There's 350-ish pages. What were some of your key highlights from this book?
Look, I really liked the structure of the book, the way that the chapters were broken down into sort of steps in the process. Also, there's a section within each chapter called the Agile Clinics, which is kind of like an FAQs kind of thing, or you might come across this stumbling block and sort of here's some information about that. I thought that section was really helpful for each of the chapters. And I, as a coach, that was sort of my go-to part. And I almost wished that that was electronic and searchable in some way. I think it would be a great resource to be able to tap into when you're working with a client, because those things just come up at random.
All the time, yeah. Definitely.
So to sort of now know where to go in the book and find that particular question now, if I want to refer back to it, is going to be a bit challenging. So, yeah, I wish that was searchable, but that was one of the things I really liked in the book.
Yeah, I agree. I think having that as an online tool that you could have, you could just refer whoever is asking you one of those questions, you go, oh, I know that one's answered. Go over to this and have a look. Or even just a place to send people, especially those in the leadership kind of positions, send them to it just to read them all, because, yes, they are the questions that they'll always ask. So, yeah, I really liked that section, those sections in each chapter as well.
Yeah. And just on that as well, you sort of mentioned for execs and people going through these, I think that's sort of the target audience for this book, is more that exec level leadership that are perhaps considering a transformation. It feels like this is sort of a promotional book around what can be really great about an agile transformation and how it can work well and what the differences are that you can see. So I can definitely think of teams that I've worked with in the past that have been going through an agile transformation where there might have been a couple of members of the leadership team not completely on board or not completely understanding why and what they could expect to come out of this transformation. I think this book would be a really good recommendation for those people as sort of a, here's all the great things to know about transformation and what you can expect to see if you stick with it.
Yes. And I also liked how she isn't necessarily an advocate for scaling frameworks, and it was more around the much more aligned to the way we both approach this kind of work, which is let's just experiment with some stuff and see what happens, and draw out all of those slower parts of the organization and have experiments around those. So I liked that part of it as well.
Agree. She did have a nice little groan about a particular framework that we're not fans of. Yeah. And I thought she did it really nicely. It was an obvious little sort of niggle for her, but it was nicely done.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. The other idea that I liked in this book, she had around executives being interns in teams and or having them sitting very close to existing teams. So having them sit amongst everybody instead of, you know, off in their special little area where they don't overhear or don't see what's going on or hear the challenges that the teams have every single day. So I really liked that idea of having the execs in an agile team and helping so that they can experience the challenges and all that sort of stuff themselves, but also just to see how teams work and how teams communicate. And they'd get a better appreciation of, in an online world, when teams are working half online and half in person and things like that, I think they'd get a better appreciation of just how challenging that can be for teams.
Yeah, she does have a whole chapter on sort of that immersive learning for executives and really participating and building knowledge that way. One of the points she makes is that most executives have never worked in an agile team before, so don't have that background and experience of how it can be at the team level. I wonder if that's going to change in the next decade or so, because Agile's now been around for a while. And are we going to see this generation of Agile savvy executives come through that perhaps have worked in that way in the past and understand the benefits and how it works?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Because it definitely makes a difference when we're in organizations and there are leaders who are trusting and creating that environment for teams to just try things out and see what happens, and not just pushing, you know, deadlines and all of the old kind of mentality sneaking in because of pressures that they're under as well. So, yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, I agree.
So was there anything that you wished or anything that you felt was missing from the book?
Yeah, there were a couple of things. I did feel that most of the examples used were quite techie, still quite that techie focus side of things, which is normal, I guess, for agility. But I would have liked to have seen a little bit more outside of that space and a bit more broad. Probably that the stories were quite positive. So some more of the stories around the things that have not quite worked well and what perhaps she'd learnt from that, that's, I think, where the real value is.
Yeah, I agree. And it's interesting, as you were saying, that there's so many books that we read that you go, oh, I really wish they'd told war stories, like how things went badly and what was learnt about them. It doesn't necessarily... Maybe that they're not in books because we just failed and we walked away. So there's no happy ending. I don't know. But, yes, I wish there were a few more war stories, because if the audience is that executive or leadership level, then it's going to be very, very hard. And we need them to understand that before embarking on these transformations as well. It's not all kind of rosy and an easy path, definitely.
Yeah, they need to expect that things aren't going to go well the whole way through and be prepared and know that that's going to happen and that that can be dealt with, and it's not a big deal, that we can use those situations to learn from them and adjust, and that's exactly why we use agility.
Absolutely. Thanks, Anita. Till next book.
Yeah, thanks, Renee. See you then.
Thank you for listening to the Leaders Playlist. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please be sure to share our podcast with your family, friends, and work colleagues. Until next episode.